Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Well, hello and welcome to week two of the Onward series. My name is Vince. I am one of the pastors at the church and excited to bring to you the content for week two on studying and meditation. I'm going to need to take the first couple minutes here and undo all the heresy that Pastor Wyatt taught from last week. And so we'll get that underway. He did an amazing job on prayer and fasting. And that's if you missed it for some reason or away, or we always keep our services archived off of the calvary.ca webpage. Just look for the YouTube icon in the bottom right area, and you can check in. Actually, all the sermons are available either via the website or the video through YouTube if you missed the whole service. So please, in and check that out. Excellent foundation in studying these disciplines to move our life onward, upward. Keep it, this thing moving forward. And so I carry through here with week two on study and meditation. Let's open up with this logo. This logo is for the church. It's our church, Calvary Church logo. We'll leave that up for a few seconds while you kind of in and take it in. You've probably seen it in and around, and it's like, what is that? What does it look like? What does it mean? A logo, as I was going through, it's actually an abbreviation for either logo type or logo a mark or a logogram. We see early in the Douglas Harper Etymology Dictionary that logo, coming from the word logogram, is an abbreviation. Where a logo type may have some letters involved, like the logo for IBM, where it's like an IBM, or a logogram, which kind of tells a story, perhaps like a hieroglyph from Egypt, or a logo mark, which is some sort of symbol. And when I look at the Calvary logo, I kind of see this. To me, it looks like Wi-Fi, like it's embedded C's because of Calvary Church, but it also kind of looks like the Wi-Fi logo, where I see it kind of rippling out from a common source. And so depending on however you see it, this idea of a logo representing something. Working through on some logos, perhaps you'll recognize this one. I'm sure you recognize that. You've probably sent a few dollars their way at some point or another. Of course, that's Amazon. Or perhaps a logo in and like this one. This one's a little harder. For those familiar, you'll get it right away, and some people will be scratching their head. This is the logo for McLaren, a luxury supercar brand. And so once you see that logo, sometimes like ideas of like, you know, prestige or wealth or exoticness start to come to mind. Or perhaps something a little less on the exotic car side would be this logo. Again, some of you will get it right away, and others are like, I have no idea. That's DoorDash. And so it's for some of you, you're like, I know exactly what that is. I use it all the time. And if that's the case, you're going to need to know this logo. This logo is for the Surrey Food Bank, because if you keep spending your money on Amazon and DoorDash, you're going to need to go to the Surrey Food Bank before long. These logos have they carry a meaning, they carry a message in and behind them, often invoking thoughts and ideas. And you're like, well, how does this have anything to do with studying and meditation? Well, let me cook just for a minute. I want to lay out some groundwork of these sorts of things. You know, I was with a buddy through the Christmas time, and he wasn't prepared for guests, so we actually did order up some DoorDash to come, and we were in the valley in that particular area, and so he messaged through saying that he was going to be late because it started snowing. And it really struck me funny because he was literally dashing through the snow. And so I laughed, buddy laughed, so we messaged back, dashing through the snow, are you in a one-horse open sleigh? And nothing, just crickets afterwards. And then finally you see the dots appear as he replies back, no, I'm in a Toyota Camry. And it was, I don't think he was picking up what we were putting down, but so it just made me laugh. What is the idea behind the logo? What is behind the idea of the Calvary logo, or what would be a resonating logo for your life? You see, when we're introduced to this idea, whether it's a logo mark, a logogram, it all has the same original word, logo. And it comes from a Greek word, logos, meaning word, or a discourse, or some sort of reasoning behind something. The word, the conversation, the discourse, the reason for something. And John's gospel opens with this in John 1, 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Now, step one of this journey of studying and meditation is understanding that as I study and meditate on God's Word, and what am I actually studying? So as I study His Word, as I meditate and I think about and I dwell upon His Word, step one has to be that Jesus is the Logos. It goes on and says this in John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And that Word became flesh and made its dwelling amongst us. We celebrate this at Christmas time with the birth of Jesus. The Logos, the living Word of God, the reasoning of God, the discourse of God becoming flesh and living amongst us. So step one of understanding this pathway to studying and meditation is the what am I studying when I'm studying God's Word, when I'm meditating God's Word. I'm taking in Jesus, the thoughts of God. Since the beginning, He was there with God and being God. As we move in and through for step two, in order to advance my faith journey, I need to take the Logos, God's Word, and put it inside of me. So I understand that Jesus is the Word of God that became flesh and lived amongst us. Now, the second phase of things, I need to take that and I need to ingest it. I need to take it into me. I need to take it into my mind. The metaphorical way of your discussing it is your heart. You know, these heart issues, which is your mind, how you in and think about it. I need to take them. I need to have God's Word in my heart. As I move through, I want to just take a moment and read through from Psalm 119. Just says some interesting thoughts on God's Word. It says, blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in His ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your statutes, your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Goes on to say in verse 18, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Moving on to verse 27 of Psalm 119. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. It's filled with in Psalm 119. I'll close with verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light for my path. Understanding that when I take in the Logos, when I take in the Word of God, when I take on the statutes, the discourse, when I take on the reasoning, the understanding of God, I'm taking Jesus and making it part of my life. You see, sometimes in working ourselves through all this, I've been taught a certain way in life, and sometimes I need to either reinforce it or make adjustments on it. Joshua said it this way in Joshua 1:8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Do these things, then you will be prosperous and successful. Meditate, thinking deeply, focusing my mind on this one thing. You see, I move from that Jesus is the Word of God. I need to take Jesus into my heart, my mind, and dwell on it as the second step. I need to meditate on it day and night. I need to study it and put it into my heart. Your word I have hidden in my heart. Your word is a lamp to my feet. The supremacy of God, the mind of Christ, knowing beginning from the end and all of everything in between. Nothing catches the Lord off guard. The mind of God, as reflected in Jesus, taken into my life through his word. He is the word of God. It goes on to say this, and the third and final step I want to talk about regarding that is being transformed by the renewing of my mind. You see, Jesus is the word. I take his word and hide it, put it inside of me. And then this third step, I'm transformed by this. I'm renewed. My mind is renewed. My heart is renewed through this. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I like to think of our journeys a little bit like a Roomba. See, when you first get a Roomba and you set it out, it has the job. So a Roomba uses this technology, this iAdapt 1.0, or everything newer is the iAdapt 2.0 intelligent mapping. And it has to map out the areas that it's cleaning. And remember, even a broken Roomba collects dust. As a Roomba in and moves around, it's mapping out the area. Many of you have these robot vacuums in and around your home, and they map out, and it's like, why is it bumping against the wall? It's moving itself in and around. It's mapping out the room so that it can efficiently clean it in the future. Now, what happens when there's a pair of shoes or something in the way, and it messes up the mapping? So having the room in and mapped out, it understands the room in a certain context. This is like me and you. But when those shoes or that shirt or this whatever is in that specific room, that chair gets moved out of the way, it needs to remap with the new information. And sometimes we need to have that remapping? And how do I get transformed, renewed, remapped? It's that study of God's word. This is why we offer things like Bible studies and opportunities to grow in your spiritual journey, a Discover class or the What's Next class. These opportunities that are in and along the way so that I can be remapped, understanding more of how would God approach this? What are the thoughts of Christ on this? By studying and meditating in on his word, I get remapped. You just need that new information. I have a trip coming up that I'm excited for. I'm headed away to Australia for a bit, and because I've been looking up Australia-related things, my news feed starts to fill in with Australia stuff. And so it pops up this video, people enjoying the beach, all the tourists enjoying this beach area. And this dog comes out of nowhere and starts nipping at people. And nips the person, and the person's like, hey, like, whose dog is this? Goes over and nips somebody else, and the person's freaking out. It's like, whose dog is, like, get this dog under control. And then a local person who is familiar, who has mapped Australia, you can just hear, that's not a dog, that's a dingo. Maybe the dingo ate your baby. And with the knowledge of an Australian, they immediately know that is not a dog. But the tourist who's never experienced it, they're just like, oh, this is someone's dog who's getting a little unruly. But an Australian's like, stay clear of that. That's a wild animal that will attack you. You need this new information. People do that when they come to Canada, British Columbia in particular. And they're like feeding, black bears marshmallows. It's like, don't feed the bear. It will chew your arm off. Bears can open doors. Bears can climb trees. But if you don't know these things, that new information helps you process things differently. And in the same way as the Roomba, or the same way as your mind, being remapped with new information on how does God think about something. This is why we study and meditate on his word. This idea of meditating on something, just giving such focus to it for a short period, just is really, chewing on it, dwelling on it. You study and meditate. You learn something new, and then it's like, how do I use that? How does that apply in and to my life? We were at a conference recently, some of the staff at the church. It was hosted here at Calvary, and one of the speakers was sharing, a bit about his spiritual journey. And, one person had said, I just get up every morning and I just think on the Lord and, then read my Bible and go about my day. And another person had said, I kind of don't really view it as a one-off instance. I think it more like Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof, where you're just kind of in this constant ongoing state with God. And then when you have this moment, you're like, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And you're thinking about the Lord all the time and you're conversing with him like a lunatic all the time. But it's crazy not to. If the creator of the universe is speaking to us through his word and engaging with his people through the Holy Spirit, I want to know how he thinks about certain things. This is why we study and meditate. So instead of it just being a one-off experience, it's an ongoing conversation. I had some folks into my office this week, and we were discussing, and they said, when I'm in my car, I just like, I'm alone, and I just find myself just talking to the Lord. It's like a natural meditation on him. It's a time to in and reflect, and what would the Lord say about this, and what would the Lord do in this situation, and a chance to pray. And see, studying helps you know the mind of God in a clearer, more robust way. But there are things, and we'll close with this, there's things in life that creep up on your study time and your meditation time. And you know, they're affectionately referred to as brain rot, things that just kind of creep in. Here's another logo. Maybe if you know this one. This logo. That is YouTube. Ugh, YouTube can chew up hours of a day if you let it. It's eaten up hours of my days. You go in from one thing to the next, and next thing you're learning about something completely stupid that you can't even remember the next day. Ridiculous. How about this logo? This is another one. It can be a big time chewer. Instagram. Sometimes it's some of these things where it's just like, what did I do today? And then, for myself, I knew, I'm like, I can't deal with the time drain, because this is impacting my life, my study, my meditate. I'll get thrown out of the wayside because of a few hours on these things. There can be good in them, but sometimes when we take it to excess, it becomes not. How about this logo? This logo. This is the logo for YouVersion. This is a Bible app that we keep on our phones. If you're looking to engage in a logo that has meaning, that has a benefit to your life and time, sincerely, please check out YouVersion. Today is day one, this Sunday, January 11th, when this is all happening, begins 21 days of prayer and fasting. Now, here is a QR code. We'll put that up on the screen for 10, 15 seconds. Go ahead and scan that with your cell phone. Make sure you have the YouVersion app on your phone. Make sure you're logged in with your account, and then go ahead and scan that. And then if you'd like to join in on this prayer and fasting journey, we're doing 21 days together to really meditate in, to really focus in on the Lord. 21 days to transform your spiritual journey through fasting and prayer. In the end, we are all after this. I want to get to know you better, Lord. Scripture says this in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved by God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. Taking in God's word, meditating on it, dwelling on it, letting it transform your heart, letting it transform your mind, that you would know his mind, and you will be successful and prosper. Let me pray for you real quick. Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity to just hear a bit of your word and this take on how studying and meditation can transform our lives. Jesus, we ask for each one who is looking for this area of discipline to move their life onward, move their life upward. Lord, that you would give them all the strategies that they need, temper the desires of this life and world, so that we could just focus in on you for these next 21 days to be transformed. Lord, for the stuff in life that we are still working through, be gracious with us, Lord. Have compassion, and we would have grace upon ourselves, Lord. Truly, we do want to be just a little more like you every day, to be transformed to the likeness of Christ. Father, for all of these things, we ask mercy, we ask your wisdom, we ask your love would overshadow it all. We just trust you for this next step in our spiritual journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you and have an amazing week.